Listen to this news. Alpine revival. Chinese wave of quality tourism hits Switzerland. As pandemic restrictions lift globally, Switzerland anticipates a rapid increase in Chinese tourists in the coming months, according to Simon Bosshart, Chief Markets Officer East for Switzerland Tourism. China will become a very important market for Switzerland once again, Bosshart announced, signaling a resurgence in international travel. Prior to the pandemic, Chinese tourists topped the spending charts in Switzerland, averaging 380 Swiss francs, $425, per person daily. In 2019, Chinese guests accounted for 1.8 million overnight stays, making China Switzerland's fourth largest tourist source. This, however, dropped to 2-10% of 2019's figures over the pandemic-ridden years. Bosshart, with over 17 years' experience in the Chinese market, emphasized China's dynamic pace. He stated, "Once things really arrive in China, China is much quicker in transforming into a reality than any other countries. Current trends reveal a resurgence in interest, with visa applications for Switzerland already back to 30% of January and February 2019 numbers." Bosshart views this as a very clear sign of recovery. Despite the Chinese market's current relative size, Bosshart sees massive potential. He outlined how Switzerland is primed to cater to the evolving preferences of Chinese tourists. The focus has shifted from mass tourism to offering unique, high-quality experiences. Bosshart noted, China was a mass market, but now the market will fundamentally change in its quality. He continued, Europe has come to the limit when it comes to capacity for mass tourism, especially in destinations like Switzerland, which is not a cheap destination. He revealed a new focus on quality tourism, including smaller groups, themed travel, family travel, individual travel, skiing, hiking, biking, and cultural trips. Sustainable travel is also a key priority for Switzerland's tourism board. Bosshart suggested that while wholesale travel may face challenges, individual and deep travel experiences are what tourists, particularly younger generations, desire. The goal for Switzerland tourism this year is to recover to 50% of 2019's total number of visitors. Bosshart said, "We anticipate a full recovery by 2026, but are not striving for the same type of business as before. Instead, we aim to provide more quality tourism, which may lead to fewer guests who stay longer and spend more money." Gary Bowerman, Asia travel and consumer trends analyst, endorsed Switzerland's potential to attract affluent tourists. He emphasized the importance of low-impact, sustainable travel experiences. Dimitrios Behalis, head of tourism and hospitality at Bournemouth University, echoed this, underlining the global trend towards sustainable travel that benefits local communities. Policy and Law. UN Trade Forum 2023. A Path to Sustainable and Inclusive Global Growth.